The country's ports are in crisis as Transnet attempts to recover from a cyber attack. It's really creating a nightmare for exporters at a time when we're trying to get our huge citrus crop abroad, amongst other things. Perishable food stuck in containers and freight trucks causing massive frustration amongst importers and exporters. Last week, Transnet and its subsidiary, Transnet Port Terminals, were hit by the cyber attack. It disrupted normal processes, but government saying that the attack appears unrelated to the unrest that crippled KZN and Gauteng. But the Durban and Richards Bay ports already suffering major backlogs due to the unrest and now this happening as well. So Transnet has put out a statement. They declared a force majeure a few days ago. It's a legal concept which frees parties up to a contract from liability or obligation during circumstances beyond their control, such as war or riot. So Transnet saying yesterday, investigators are currently determining the exact source of the cause of the compromise, and they are working on fixing that IT situation. Let's have a listen to Transnet spokesperson Ayanda Shezi.
We've made some significant progress in restoring Transnet's IT systems following the disruption last week. And by the end of yesterday, we had managed to have most of the applications up. The systems are going to be brought back up in a staggered manner so that we minimize any further risks and interruptions. It should also be expected that some of the applications would continue to run slowly over the next few days while our cyber experts continue to monitor them. We expect that the force majeure that was declared by our port terminals division, which covers the period from the 22nd of July, will be lifted soon.
That's Ayanda Shezi, the Transnet spokesperson. Well, let's check in now with Christo van der Reede, who's the Executive Director at AgriSA. Christo, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. The knock-on effect, I'm sure, is very concerning for producers trying to get their crop out to export. What is the impact that you're seeing on the ground?
Indeed, we have experienced quite a setback during the unrest in KZN. That lasted for almost 2 weeks, and now this. And it's really a very big concern for the citrus industry. As you know, citrus is a perishable product, and you can only keep it for a specific time. And if you do not access the cold chain soon enough for that product to be kept in good condition, then it will leave our shores either in a rotten state or in a state to which obviously, the quality will then be questionable. So for us, Transnet has to speedily resolve this issue. Now, on the one hand, you've got farmers that have access to reefer containers. In other words, inspection services is happening on the farm, and they can then send it by truck to the harbor and onto the boat. Obviously, they have a manual process, which is a bit a bit of a challenge, but at least those things can get onto the boat. But your problem is with citrus that lands on the harbour that are not in containers. And those that citrus must then be put into a cold storage warehouse. And from there, it must be packaged into containers and then moved onto the boats. Now, our biggest dilemma here is that most of those cold refrigerated storage warehouses are fully stocked. In other words, it's filled up to the brim, up to 100% capacity. And now you sit with the situation that that fruit is left sort of outside of the value chain. And that for us is a big concern.
And that's hugely, hugely worrying for the farmers, for the entire chain at the moment. So Christo, how do you quantify how serious this is, how urgent it is? How worried should we be at this point?
For us, it is important that the citrus, and remember you've got various varieties of citrus. There's citrus that can last a bit longer in an environment where there's not necessarily cold storage facilities. But then there's certain citrus varieties that can rotting very, very quickly. And if that rots it, then you might as well throw it away. And this is now a period where that citrus variety must be exported to the rest of the world. And if we do not resolve the issue of moving the stock that is in the harbour onto the boats or into the cold or the reefer containers and onto the boats, then we're going to experience losses. It's a bit difficult to quantify the losses as yet, and we will only see that, we will only be able to quantify the losses next week or so. But hopefully, as Transnet has said, they are in the process of resolving the issue.
Christo, thank you so much. Christo van der Reede, he's the Executive Director at AgriSA, and what a worrying situation. But this also raises so many questions around Transnet. Does it have the necessary expertise to handle the situation? Was there an internal lack of control? How did this happen? And we also know it's not the first time this has happened, and the knock-on effect from the unrest last week, and now this as well. I wouldn't want to be a farmer in South Africa right now.